If I won't
I'm not
seatbelt,
sure.
Somebody please tell them
Yeah,
thanks for
this
this.
Airport. Don't, they don't.
Where,
I love it.
Where are these coming from?
Those are from us, from the library. Kristen came up with these gifts for our staff appreciation.
Very nice. Aww, so we got really nice things too from.
Very cool.
Very nice. Thank you.
Very, very nice. Of course, Kristen and her wonderful ideas, right? And then we also have a love card from Alicia.
Okay.
She's wishing us
very nice.
Wishing you all a healthy and joyful holiday season, trusting that 2021 will be much, much better year. That's what we all hope. We can
okay.
All...
You're here.
All right, so I guess I should... All right.
We're going to record.
Okay.
All right, so you're going to hit record before we call to order, and then we're going to end when we go into executive session.
I think it is recording already.
Okay.
Okay.
There we go.
Let's go. Pledge allegiance.
It's over here.
All right. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
Which stands one nation under God. With liberty. Justice for all.
Justice for all.
All righty.
Oh.
Oh.
Sleep.
Back. Off. And I'm not kidding, sorry.
Yeah. We're having a little technical difficulty. We'll be
I'm
right
sitting
there.
Here with back. Guys back. And a scarf, and you're sitting there in a short sleeve.
Oh,
cold.
Please, yeah. And I'm warm.
Very nice mask, Diane.
Oh, thank you. From someone at work today. It matched my dress perfectly.
Nice.
So we need a motion to adopt the agenda.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We do not have any public participation or expression tonight, so we will move on from there. All right. I need a motion for the approval of the minutes from the regular board meeting on November 16th, 2020.
I'll make the motion.
That's not the motion.
I'll second.
Bob second.
Right? Yeah. And I have a correction on my report on the minutes. It was something about a vacation, which should have been a vacancy. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. Well, I'll make note of that. Thank you, Marguerite.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. Next, we need a motion for the minutes from the executive session on November 16th.
I'll second.
Aye. I need a motion for the treasurer's report.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
I need a motion for the payroll expense report.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I need a motion for the payable warrants, number 17.
I'll make a motion for 17.
I'll second 17.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And for warrant 19. I'll make the motion 19.
I'll second.
All right. I need a motion for the payroll summary for November 2020.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
And a motion for the approval of the bills, warrant number 18.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We are moving on to the director's report.
Happy holidays, folks.
Happy holidays to you as well.
Thank you.
Since our last meeting, we were unfortunate enough to have a positive case diagnosed here at the library. where we were required to close for 3 days for cleaning, and work with the Department of Health very closely to quarantine those impacted. And we'd like to share with you how that all came about. It was actually from our social media account that the Department of Health was made aware that on sachem.com, made aware that we had a positive case because we had posted closing due to a COVID-related incident. So we got in contact with them, and we had a wonderful representative that worked closely with Kristen and I in breaking down, okay, so this person who was tested positive works in what type of environment? Do you have plexiglass between desks? Do you what safety protocols do you have in place? What are their work shifts like? Where do they stand? How close do they stand to others? So we answered a series of questions on the phone with her, and it turns out we had to quarantine 14 staff members, and it impacted the circulation department. We were fortunate that it was a holiday week, so we're generally slower on holiday weeks here, and we called on staff members from all departments, and Kristen and myself included, to cover shifts at the circulation desk. And yeah, I guess we could, our key takeaways, our positives are, we were able to take a look at how staff were working and their job functions and create some more safety measures moving forward and assess what works, what doesn't. We did not have any additional positive cases return to work, so we're happy to report that. It also brought up the discussion with separating people and not allowing people to work even as closely as they had been, brought up the discussion of the cafe space. So the cafe space is now renamed Library of Things, and it is a public service desk that is how our Library of Things and taking care of our curbside service. So now curbside has a direct extension solely for that purpose. Library of Things, you might ask, is that incorporated? So it's items from non-traditional materials or items from all of our departments, studio, health, teen, and children's. It has, we have retro gaming systems, coin counters, our trucks we lend out, Wi-Fi hotspot, our Roku's, our lawn beans, a karaoke machine, a couple of telescopes, some iPads with the Apple Pen for the digital art, some maker kits from children's that have different activities in them. I think a couple of GoPros with the innocence with the sticks. So it's a collection of things. Even our inflatable movie screen. So we decided we gotta hit the ground running with this. We started manning that desk not last week but the week before. It is a combination of staff members where we've identified this desk, stations are too close. We've removed computers or we're in the process of removing some computers. And for 4 hour shifts, we have people manning this desk. And right. So we're asking people to write the script. We're really challenging staff members to be involved in the process, and it's causing them, we're pulling them out of their comfort zone. Mm-hmm. It's working well, but, you know, it's much easier when people tell you what to do, right?
Right.
So they've been great in participating on what we need to make this desk function, procedures that we're currently writing up. We have one of our staff members and team volunteered to do an inventory list and then all of the details surrounding the items, the loan rules, checkout period, all that stuff. And everything has to be checked out on an adult's card and what department does it come from. If you have, you know, some detailed questions that come to you don't have the answer for, you can contact the teen department about the iPad. So it's coming together nicely. And it's nice to use that space and not leave it vacant. So we're really, really happy about that.
Thank you.
Our signage for the Dennis Flavin Memorial Boardroom has gone up. It came out beautiful. I think we're going to send a picture to Lori to share with her mom. And when the time is right, we will do a small ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe ribbon cutting. We'll wait a while on.
Yeah.
So please check that out. We've also designated the public computer space, quiet area, and then that back room that used to be the public computer room, we've dubbed the reading room. So we've seen a lot of activity at those tables. Folks are using them. It's been pretty busy for a couple of weeks, right, Kristen, you say? It's nice. It's nice to see them using it. So we have a 4-page issue. So you have some minor tweaks coming up. Allie and I met today. And you're not going to see those changes, and they're minor, until the March issue, just so everyone is aware. And in addition to newsletter tweaks, we'll be making some changes to our webpage. One that has taken place is we have a Zoom video that we've embedded in the webpage for people who are going on Zoom for the first time. So it's a how-to on, you know, an etiquette on how to get onto a Zoom meeting. And that just lives on our webpage at this point. And some pages that we have under construction currently are the Library of Things. Our studio page has a few more items that they're going to be adding after the new year. Discovery Grove will be joining the mix. And then also our outreach page will be coming back. I also want to mention in my report that our shared event with Councilman Lavelle and TechWorks was a huge success. I think we were one of the largest collections for Shed the Meds. So the officers were very, very impressed with how many people came through. And the toy donations, which I'll let Tom speak on, the toy donations were very, very generous. So we were happy to partner. And anytime we could partner with Kevin is a wonderful thing. So it was a nice coming together. I received a letter today from Jonathan Coates on his Eagle Scout project, that outdoor display board in Inside Out. So when an Eagle Scout puts together a project, they conduct fundraisers for their materials and the costs of the project. He collected so much for his fundraiser that the beneficiary gets the remainder of the funds. So he dropped off the remaining monies to us today as a donation of $572.85.
Wow. Very nice.
I told him I'd be sharing this letter with you folks.
Wow.
And that we would be sending him a letter of appreciation back. And again, in the future, hopefully sometime before Jonathan graduates,
right,
in June, we'll be able to do some type of ceremony for this Eagle Scout project. Also, just wanted to make you folks aware with the good, there's also, you know, sometimes there's some bad. We did receive this in the mail. It's a person criticizing our choice of cover images for our newsletter and asking us not to send it to their house any longer, but it was sent anonymously. So with items like this, I just hold on to them, put them in my desk in case maybe a phone call comes at a different time, you need to connect the dots, but just wanted to make you all aware that we did receive this email this week. And I believe that is all that I have to report, unless you folks had questions or you wanted to talk about any of the items on my written report.
Mm-hmm. Any questions from
me? I'm here.
No.
The at-home activity, I was just curious about. So, and I left all my papers at home, but my wife was kind enough to send me pictures of my notes. Right?
Yes.
So is it, it had said releasing 3 movie parties? I just wanted to understand a little bit more about that and how we can participate.
So we were brainstorming as a group on different at-home activities we could offer our public. And, you know, we took this idea from, you know, borrowed it from another library. And throughout the winter, we'll be releasing every couple of weeks, three popular movies. I think it's Mary Poppins, Polar Express, and Elf. And Elf was the first week. So you click on that movie, and it'll take you to a page that there's a bunch of different activities so that your family is interacting with the movie as you're watching it.
Okay.
So if they say a certain phrase throughout the movie, there's each has guided activities that we've taken from other libraries.
Was one of them Home Alone, did I just say?
Yes.
So my children have watched that on loop the last few days, mm-hmm. So I'm curious.
Yes, so one was
cool.
Home Alone.
Okay.
And the one, if you've missed, like Elf, Nightmare Before Christmas, and one of the Harry Potters was our first introduction,
right.
Our first week. If you've missed any of those, we do have those still saved. They're just not showcased this particular week.
Okay. I love it.
So if you're looking,
sorry about that.
It's okay.
That's cool. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Sure. And the fossil kits I was curious about too. A geode breaking kit?
Yeah, so if you are, Miss Lisa put those together for Discovery Group. So if the kids are coming down to play in space, I believe you can get them on your way out through Discovery Row.
Cool.
And have them available. I haven't gotten a chance to play with them yet, Kristen, have you? Which she was very, very excited about.
Nice. And I noticed that the iOS issue seems like it was resolved. So
yes,
good?
But I don't have the details on how that was resolved.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure if he was still struggling, if we could help.
Thank you for that.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Next on to the assistant director's report. Those lovely budgets.
Yeah. Numbers again. This month, last month was PPE. So this month I did other incidental curb play pickup bags and supplies, the storage racks, signage, keyboards, other things that you wouldn't think of needing.
right.
And then air purifiers. We have them all in, and actually there's two. There's one here that was not on because it's a little cold. Put the one on back there. So we have them in all of the staff offices and the program rooms when we start offering programs again. So just another layer, and HEPA filters in it. We circulate the air a little bit more too. Another layer in our arsenal. And
yeah. Can't be too
sure.
Safe.
Yeah. And then some of the other stuff, we had saved money by not purchasing some of the apps that were popular throughout the pandemic. One of them was the Kokomo app that we decided not to use. That was track tracing. We're doing that in-house with a Google form that we had to fill out. Daily, so we do that and we check it, and then we can get ahead of some things if somebody comes in and they have a few symptoms, like, oh, okay, what's going on here? Or somebody's traveling, if they don't know the new travel rules,
right.
That seem to change almost weekly for a while.
Yes.
There. And then the other one we did not do was here, the curbside app. We didn't choose to go that way too. I heard that was like a nightmare. Like, we just used what we had and made it work for us. They put on their holds. We put their holds in Sierra. This was like a whole other step. So hearing from other libraries, it wasn't.
Right. No, it's worked well.
It. So we're glad we cast on that one. That's it on my report. Anybody have any questions?
No.
I just want to thank Kristen and let you folks know she did a wonderful job socially distancing everyone, bringing us a socially distanced staff appreciation luncheon with individually wrapped items, and we had a number of staff come through. You didn't have to sit down here. We have the room set up in this configuration, so you get a look at what we did offer staff.
Right.
And there were a number of different seedings. So again, she took the ball and ran with it, and we did a fantastic job. Thank you very much.
Yes, yeah, sorry, we're not able, at least I'm not able to make it.
And we had food for the next day as well.
Yes. Leftovers are good.
Yeah. Shout out to the Nova Grill, who opened up early for us. They didn't technically open for free, but they opened up early that day for us.
Very
nice. Sonoma's delicious.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. Next up, we have the library statistical reports.
So looks like circulation databases and downloads are still up. Overdrive is still up.
I was going to say, we borrowed the hot spot at my house for the week or so. We had no Wi-Fi in the house, just lost it. Huh. And we called up Optimum, and they said, yeah, we're not going to be able to get out there until the 15th. So we were without Wi-Fi for like 7-8 days.
Wow.
It was a problem on the pole. So they had to change the whole cable from the pole to the house because they said it was basically operating almost like an antenna. It wasn't, I mean, it was a nightmare. Amanda had finals. It was, I was trying to work from home. It wasn't happening. I mean, you can only do so much on your phone, like, you know?
Yeah.
So it was a nightmare, but the hotspot was, thank goodness.
Oh.
It was wonderful.
I'm glad you were able to use it.
Wow.
Sorry that you went through that. That was a big inconvenience.
Yeah.
Like, but how did we operate before
this? I know. It's crazy. I said, because when we called, they were like, the 15th, I was like, you got to be kidding me. Have people working from home here? People, you know, school from home? Of course, you know. Still got to pay the bill.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Right. But that was a lifesaver. All right. Any questions on the reports? No? All good? All right. Marguerite, do you have something to share with us from SELS?
Yeah, just a couple of things. We got the date for Advocacy Day in Albany, but it's not going to be in Albany. It's going to be from your desk at home. It's going to be an online advocacy day on February 26th. I'm sure details will come out after the new year. And looking ahead to September, the PLDA golf outing and wine tour is scheduled for September 27th. So hopefully that can all go back to normal by that time. It would be nice.
Yes.
We got a report on the library downloads compared to the same time last year. Flipster was up 26% countywide. Total Overdrive checkouts were up 25%. Overdrive unique users were up 18%. And this one really got me. BrainFuse tutoring sessions were up 79%.
Wow.
Nice. That's really being used with this crazy hybrid stuff that we have and everything. And the SELS budget already passed, and this was at the beginning of December when we had our meeting. There were 39 yes votes as of the 2nd of December. So it's already passed, even though the voting is still open.
Okay.
And that's it for me.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
On the board, Marguerite.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're here.
In the torch.
Yeah. And Susan, we should have a little chat before you have your first meeting.
I'd love that.
Give me a call or I'll call you, whatever.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you, Mama.
I'm around. So, okay, good.
All right. So we have a conference report for the NYLA report. So, interesting topic.
Very.
right? Any comments? I just thought it was very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, the whole idea.
You know, in my experience, the only extreme group, and I'm going to use that term very loosely,
right,
that we've ever had to consider were, you know, the tax groups.
Yes.
Or, you know, angry neighborhood groups.
Right.
Or maybe a group of people who wanted to use the library to meet and discuss the fire district.
Right.
And so something of this nature was, I had never heard of.
Me neither.
And I guess our key takeaway is to really take a look at
your policies.
How your policy and how you book your rooms and
right.
criteria.
Right, exactly. Very interesting.
Well, these acronyms that people keep coming up with, that kind of what does that stand for?
That was a new one.
Yeah.
If
you don't have the language, it's going to be difficult saying no.
Right.
But then also, if you do have the language and you're making a judgment on the request, that could also lead you in hot water too.
Right.
Because then you're making an assumption that they stand for something that's not really socially acceptable. So that seems like it's a fun one.
Yeah. Very interesting, though. Yeah, every once in a while you see something, you're like,
Yeah, right.
All right. All right, so on to some old business. So we actually have the MOA for the full-time clerical unit that we need to make a motion on. Any discussion at all? We're good with the...
Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. New business.
All right. The full-time clerical unit thanks the board for the approval and supporting them in these times. And they just want you to all know that they are very, very grateful.
We appreciate them for their hard work and continued, you know, fortitude through this crazy time. All right, on to new business. All right, we need an approval of the resolution to require change to the retention and disposition schedule.
If I can just ask a question. So this is just clarifying the language of what needs to be retained?
Yes.
From what I read it? Okay.
Yes, and it's having to do with holding on to library records, library card records, program records, and rental consent. There's five items that is the retention schedule, those three examples. So it's just going to be uniform language for all library systems and libraries in New York.
Okay. So
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, next up we have the approval of a payment to Feeney Davis Design.
That's our graphic designer who can use better. And she's a small one-person shop. Somehow her invoice was not submitted 1 month, so we were hoping that we could pay her out in the first of the month bills.
Okay.
That is okay with you folks.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, I see next that we need the selection of a finance committee.
So the finance committee is chosen and it rotates annually. It's two trustees that sit with Kristen, John Cox, and I to discuss the budget and the numbers that we're looking to put forward. We go through line by line the budget items and what goes into a library budget so that when we meet in February, after we know the tax cap and everything, when we meet in February, you can say to your colleagues, we thoroughly reviewed the budget and we support blah, 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 blah. So it's, I'm not quite sure.
I did it recently. Yeah, I want to say last year. Okay. And I was going to say, I don't know if Tom and Sue, because it's new to them, it
I
might
would
be
like them. Yeah.
An interesting, you know,
It'll help me better understand the operation too. So I'm very interested in it.
I fully support that. Marguerite and Bob, are you guys okay with?
I'm available if you need me. Yeah. Whatever works.
Same with me.
I can help out. But you don't even need a motion.
Right.
Right. You don't have a motion.
Right.
Exactly. And so then once in January, Chris and I will reach out to the both of you. It's usually about an hour and a half. And we'll just explain the inner workings of the budget, the lines, what goes into it, why we make the decisions we do, and give you some history also. So it'll be a great learning experience.
I think that's what I'm thinking. Being that both of them are new to the board, that's something that they haven't been a part of. And it's not like intimidating in any way. Because really they, you know, Neely, Kristen, they'll basically present where they want to go and why they want to go that direction with the budget. So, you know, and any questions you have, you ask. And John, rather, too. Yeah. John.
So then we'll touch base after the year, and we got a couple of days to see what works.
Sure.
Okay. Great.
All righty. So our next board meeting is Tuesday, January 19th, and that's usually because we have Martin Luther King Day on that Monday, so we are on a Tuesday. But then again, we've moved to Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday's forward, right?
Right. All right. Executive session. Do we have anything?
We do.
Okay.
We do. Nope, I think we're back.
No executive session. Okay. Personnel report. So we have some leaves of absence. One time. All right. So are we just going to approve the whole?
So we will take an executive session.
Okay. So we are going to go into executive session.
I'll make the motion to go into executive session.
I'll second.
Well, do we want to finish everything else first? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump there.
Hang on one second. I'm just having a little problem on my end. Okay, so that has just ended the executive session. Okay.
Motions on that?
I'll make a motion to end the executive session.
I will second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And we just need to make a motion for the personnel report.
I'll make a motion to accept the personnel report.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
And I will make a motion to adjourn this meeting. Okay.
Okay.